live in this area, you still might say next year. This doesn't expire because we don't want BAI to expire. So you just make the pledge now. Then we'll call you and we'll work out the details, as we have so many hundreds of times, and everyone is memorable. 516-620-3602. Or maybe you just want to get a Democracy Now! Bumper sticker. $25 and you're through and you made your call, and we'll send you this fire engine red bumper sticker. It's got the Statue of Liberty or torture microphone, and it says democracynow.org, independent TV, radio news. Keep calling in. Join Mavis in the Bronx, who called in. It's nice to know the Bronx is in the house. If you live in Riverdale, or if you live in Soundview, or perhaps you live in the South Bronx or North Central Bronx, we're asking you to go to the phone and let us know that you are in the house. Hey, we just got a taker of the Super PAC. We got the Wolf PAC. Mavis has called in for the book and the DVD of Richard Wolf. Call in right now as he talks about the economy. Sharp, you know, Richard Wolf is special because he is so clear in his explanations and gives real-life examples. He differs sharply from most other explanations offered by politicians, media commentators, academics. Step by step, Richard Wolf shows that deep economic structures, relationship of wage to profits, of debts to income, account for the economic crisis. Government bailout interventions thrown too little money, too late at a problem that requires more money to solve. We urge you to go to the phone right now and let us know that you're there. What did Stanley Aronowitz say about Rick Wolf? He says, Rick Wolf offers a rich and much needed corrective to the views of mainstream economists and pundits. It would be difficult to come away from this with anything but an acute appreciation of what's needed to get us out of this mess. Richard Wolf's latest book, Democracy at Work, A Cure for Capitalism, required reading, says Cornel West. So get a copy. It's yours for $100. Get a copy of the DVD of the full speech. And then one Saturday night or Friday night, you maybe have some friends over. Instead of watching, going out to the movies, you could watch the speech and discuss his ideas. Wolf PAC. That's all you have to say. I want to get the Wolf PAC. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Fill these phone lines. We have less than 4 minutes to go. We ask you to call in right now. Whether you pledge $25 or you pledge, oh, you can get a Democracy Now! Mug, by the way, for $100. You can get Democracy Now! Coffee for $75, two mugs and coffee for a $200 contribution. Make the call that makes WBAI happen. 516-620-3602. You can get a Democracy Now! Baseball cap for a $100 contribution. If you call in right now, 516-620-3602, make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. Please phone in. Your call makes a difference. Please let us know you're there. Please let us know that you're standing up for independent media. Please call in. Let us know that Democracy Now! Matters. Please call in. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. If you want, for the final time, folks, Richard Wolf's book, Democracy at Work, A Cure for Capitalism, get a copy of the book. It is a fascinating book, yours for a $100 contribution. Please call in right now. Please let us know that you're standing up for independent media. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We cannot do this without you, only with you. Your call makes a difference. You make it possible. Please call. Maybe you live in the Adirondacks. Maybe you like to visit the Catskills. If you live in New City, we're asking you to make the call that makes a difference. We got a call from Croton on Hudson. What about Hastings on Hudson? What about Peekskill? What about Tompkins Cove? What about Buchanan and Stony Point? Make the call that makes a difference. Or Stony Brook or Setauket in Long Island. Maybe you live out on the east end of Long Island or like to visit Sagaponack, Sag Harbor, East Hampton, West Hampton. Maybe you like to go to Montauk Point or drive along Montauk Highway, or don't like driving on the Long Island Expressway, but do like taking the Long Island Railroad. We urge you to call in right now and let us know you are in the house. The number to call, 516-620-3602. If you live in Bedford or Bedford Hills or Pound Ridge or Mount Kisco or Chappaqua or Millwood, Ossining, we need your support. We ask you to call Pleasantville, Hawthorne, Valhalla. Make that call. Maybe you live in Tarrytown or Elmsford or White Plains. Please call in. Dobbs Ferry, we need you. Please show your support for WBAI. And of course, in Manhattan, anywhere in the greater Manhattan area, make your call. Staten Island and Queens and Brooklyn. You are not off the hook till you take it off the hook. And we'll send you Wolf PAC. We'll send you the book and the DVD by Richard Wolf. We urge you to call. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Your call makes a difference. Please call in right now. Please let us know you're there. Please let us know that WBAI matters. Last minute, folks. Please call in. Please let us know you're there. Please please let us know you're standing up for independent media. Democracy at Work, A Cure for Capitalism. You've got Richard Wolff's book, $100. It's almost like a little pocketbook. It's a little bigger than that. But he talks about capitalism's instability and unevenness, capitalism in deep trouble, capitalism in government response, crises, forms of capitalism and beyond, what is to be done, the major problems of private capitalism, the major problems of state capitalism. We urge you to call in right now. Please call in. The book is yours for $100. The DVD of his full address, Richard Wolff at John Jay last September, yours for $75. Put them together for $150. Please make your call. If you want to get a Democracy Now! Mug, it's got a microphone that dissolves into doves. It's a $100 contribution. Please call 516-620-3602. And if you want to come with a friend or your partner or a daughter, a son, someone to Democracy Now! In Chelsea, neighborhood of Manhattan, watch the broadcast and I'll host you both for dinner. It's a $2,000 contribution, tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes to keeping WBAI alive. Make your call now. You don't have to know when you can do this, but make the call, 516-620-3602. Special thanks to Amy Littlefield, Sam Alkoff, Steve Martinez, Miguel Noguera, Julie Crosby, and all the gang that makes Democracy Now! Happen here. 516-620-3602. Keep calling in. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
WBAI, 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 New York, New York, New York, New York.
We're the New Orleans Jazz Vipers at WBAI, New York City.
And as I said, more Gary Null ahead here on WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Gary, good afternoon and welcome back.
Hi, Michael G.
Hi, Gary.
First, we have not had a lot of pitching that we've done because we felt that, and management agreed, that if you over-pitch, you can lose an audience. That's why we want to try to get the station's fundraising done in a shorter period of time. To do that, we need to raise more money and have more audience participating. To do that, we have to honor the audience and get them their premiums in a reasonable period of time. And that's why the last marathon didn't work, and that's why the station went 30 days with no one getting paid. They were just paid at the beginning of this week, yourself included, I believe.
That's right.
So to help the station and put the best possible energy forward, there's a moment, what I call come to Jesus moment. You're from the, you know what that means.
Yes, I do, and I'm very familiar with that and believe in it entirely, yes.
You know, growing up as a kid, I had a lot of those from my dad.
Yes.
Right? Gary Michael, sit down. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment. And so we had to have one with the station. Forget the local station board. They're helpless in solving anything. But I'm talking about there really is the management. And I said, if you want to build the station, you have to improve programming. You have to improve delivery of services. You have to figure out what you want to be and be relevant to the needs of the future. Forget what you've been in the past. We can't live in the past. We have to live with what is out there competing for the same eyes, the same ears. It's video. It's audio. It's not just radio. It's not just a radio that someone's listening to. 99% of the people listen to my radio program each day listen by downloading the show. 99%. Only 1% actually listens. But we have an enormous amount listening over the telephone. That's the future. So you got to be with the future if you want to keep that flow going. And then you got to make your audience first. No matter what politics or anything else, if you give them a premium, get it. And to his credit, Berthold said, yes, I will. I'm going to get these premiums out the door immediately. And he has. For the first time in BAI's history, I believe for the first time in any Pacifica station's history, we're right in the middle of a marathon. He's already got 70% of the premiums out the door. So good for Berthold Reimer for honoring his word, and Andrea Katz helping. And sometimes I see emails coming at 3 in the morning. That's the commitment they made. So good for them, a new leaf, a new day, a new energy. Next, give people something that's essential to their needs. Michael G., in the last 2 weeks, we've had for the first time in history, we've gone to 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide. That's bad. That means that the global warming trend is so fast that there's no accurate mathematical model, because just 10 years ago, we were told it wouldn't go to 350 for another 20 years. Well, now we're at 400, and now we think it'll go to 450 in probably the next 10 years. And what that means is you're going to see Antarctica melt like crazy, Greenland. It means that New York City's not going to be habitable in the future. It means about 400 million people living near the ocean will have to relocate. It means the worst storms. Today, just this morning, a major report. Coming up hurricane season, they're predicting, what have I been saying? Doubling of hurricanes and the velocity of the hurricanes this morning.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I looked at that and got the email.
Right?
That's right.
They're predicting at least five big ones, dwarfing Sandy. Sandy wouldn't even fit into this group. Hurricane, yes, but it was Hurricane 1. We're talking about Hurricane 3, 4, 5. They're predicting worse drought. We're now in 50 states have permanent drought. But we have extreme drought, meaning that there's bad drought and then there's extreme drought. And extreme drought is not going to change. It means the state is simply running bone dry of water, and as a result, they don't have enough to irrigate crops. There are farmers all over Kansas that have used up all the groundwater that was available to them, the aquifer water, and it's gone. Olegalga Aquifer is the largest in America, and it's over half done, but in some places, 100% no water. That means Colorado. That means Kansas, Indiana, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, much of California, gone as far as water, and we're not talking about it. Now, we saw what happened. Interesting, last week when I was talking about extreme weather events, while I was doing the show, you had one of the worst tornadoes in Oklahoma history hit a mile wide, 200 miles an hour, almost 14,000 homes destroyed in minutes, and all those dead people in addition. And yet the people are going to rebuild. This is the fourth tornado to level that area in 10 years. Why in the world would you rebuild? You're in the wrong place. Move. We have fires now starting 4 months earlier. So why do I say this? And by the way, yesterday there was an 8.5 earthquake off the coast of Russia, in between Russia and Japan. We didn't even hear it about it in our news. The day before, there was a 6.9 earthquake in the Philippines. The what we call the Ring of Fire, the Pacific Rim, is destabilizing, and we're going to see more earthquakes. And then we get all this news today as we speak about the three worst solar flares just went off the sun Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of last week. Well, they weren't coming towards Earth, but had any one of those three X come towards Earth, lights out. We'd have been losing our electricity. Some for possibly weeks, others for months, and then you got your nuclear meltdown. So we're not, mind you, everything I just told you, hail the size of grapefruits for the first time in American history last week. And then the tornado in the Texas town, 12 of them in one day. That's in the last 10 days in the United States. And yet people are still completely indifferent to that. So when we did the survival package and didn't even play it in prime time, it was the biggest package, or the second biggest, in BAI's history. People were listening. $34,000 it raised for the station. Not a penny for me, just for the station. And then the Joy Juicing, between two plays, $42,000. So right now, Michael G., we have raised over 50% of the total income for the station and are bringing its daily average up. Because we're matching what people want with something that can improve the quality of their lives with the station, and these are being sent out the door as we speak. As we speak, yeah. Berthold is sending packages out the door. So good on all levels. Good that we're able to turn a corner in this hour of emergency and just do the right thing. Get things people want into people's hands. Mm-hmm. Make them first. Don't spend the money on anything else until the person's been on it. Because if you don't do that, they'll go away. And when they go away, they're not coming back. They'll find another place. I think that finally, after all these years, I think it got through to some people. I don't know about the local station, but I don't think anything's capable of getting through to them because all they like to do is fight one another and prove how right they are in their own ideology. Well, the hell with that. All I care about is the audience. I don't care about anything else but this audience because this audience matters and the station matters. But if the station decides not to make the audience matter, then the station won't matter because it won't be here, period. And we're not talking about years. We're talking about months. So that said, I'm very pleased. I'm very positive by what I've seen. And at least a few people are doing the right thing, and that's what we need to sustain. That said, I was given a call by Kathy Davis and Berthold, and they said, how in the world can you follow up the two biggest premiums in BAI? And I said, easy. That's simple. Give people something that never guess is coming, right? Give them something that they can all benefit from. Make it positive, make it healing, make it phenomenal, and make it cheap so that everybody can benefit from it. And here's what we're doing today to help BAI. You've all heard that, you know, about the emergency we had with our transmitter and paying it or we'd go off the air. We paid it. You've heard about, you know, paying the back rent to Silverstein. We paid it. You heard about, so we bet all those issues and we survived. Now we want to see that the staff has their paycheck, which they work hard for, they deserve, they count on it. So today we're pitching to help make sure that the staff doesn't have to go another 4 weeks without pay. They deserve to be paid in a timely manner. And so today is for all of the producers who are paid and the staff who are paid. This is my goal. Here's what I'm offering. A healthy stuff package. What do I mean? Each day, I create a smoothie for myself. You'd laugh if you saw. I don't carry suitcases. I get bags, and you're allowed one bag on and another one overhead and another one you carry with you. And I always put the stuff I'm going to take in there. So I'll get a zipper bag and a natural biologically dissolvable bag, and it's got a little zipper, a gallon bag, and I'll fill one of them with one powder, another with them, that I'm going to consume because when I'm out on the road, I'm working 20 hours a day. I'm filming nonstop. I'm on deadlines because I got a premiere for a fundraiser for BAI, a major new film, a film that's just, I got so many whistleblowers in it, it'll just knock your socks off. And Michael G., everywhere I'm going, I'm looking over my shoulder to see, you know, who's here from which agency that's interested in who I'm filming because as we now know, anybody who's an activist and anyone who's got a public forum, they're monitoring every email, every phone call, their presence. And, of course, when you have an audience the size of this one, they realize that that could represent a threat to one of their cronies. Well, they should be fearful because this new documentary is going to be the most powerful documentary I've ever presented. I've done some pretty hard-hitting ones. It'll present in August. I've just got another week of filming to do, then I'm done on this. But each day, I don't have a chance to go to a restaurant, but I have a long day ahead. I have to sometimes drive 8, 10, 12 hours. I have to film all day and then get on again and go. So how do you keep your energy up? How do you keep nutrients in your body? It's easy. So here's what I put in my body each morning. I make a smoothie. You're going to get everything. You can do the same thing, the most important things. I start off with my green stuff. because everybody knows how important vegetables are. And I want to make sure that they're non-GMO. I got that. And that they're gluten-free. Got that. And that they're vegan. Ditto there. But then I want the superstars, because I know what they do. I know the science. I selected each one based upon the science of what they do when they enter your body, your cells of your heart, your liver, your brain. I want something that is so good for your brain, so good for your eyes, so good for your liver and your kidney and your heart and your skin and your hair and your nails. Cola doesn't do it. Coffee doesn't do it. Sugar doesn't do it. A bagel doesn't do it. Ham and eggs doesn't do it. So I don't want those in my body. But what I do want is apple pectin and organic barley grass, carrot, spinach, chlorella, the single cell algae, the spirulina, the most powerful of all algaes I know of, celery, you know, oat beta-glucan, kale, parsley, radishes, onions, collard greens, arugula. And I want it to taste good. And I put in natural cherry and pineapple flavor. So my green stuff has got 20 vegetables and phytonutrients in here and 10,000 ORAC. That's a measurement of antioxidant activity. Now, to give you an idea how that powerful that is, the average person probably gets, I'm guessing, 500 to 700 ORAC. And in one single scoop, I'm getting 10,000. That's how much protection my cells want. Now, that's one of the things I do. But mind you, this is the best package I've ever offered in the history of Pacifica or BAI. This is phenomenal. So that's green stuff. Now I take red stuff. I want the fruits, 34 of them, 34 fruits. Again, I want them vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and I want another 10,000 ORAC. Now with two scoops, I got 20,000 ORAC. I defy anyone to show me anyone else in America is going to have 20,000 ORAC, all natural ways of protecting your body. And the antioxidant is protecting your eyes, your heart, your brain. It's what we take in. It's why people eat fruits and vegetables, to protect. But I want the superstars. Not all fruits are the same. Some have a lot of studies on them and are better than others. So I study the science and I put in tomatoes, tart cherries, acerola cherries, mangosteen, flaxseed powder, prune, macai. Have you ever heard of macai berry?
Mm-hmm.
M-A-Q-U-I?
Right.
Yes, I think I'm the first to use it around, but it's a superstar. Found out about this in South America and brought it in, hand-harvested. Blood oranges, red wine extract, without the alcohol, but the wine extract. And that's what makes it special. Prune, plum, pear, pomegranate, mango, watermelon, papaya, passion fruit, kiwi, green tea extract, bromelain, that's in the core of pineapple, plus digestive enzymes, amylase, lipase, salase, papaine, resveratrol, cinnamon, ginger, probiotics, 8 billion, with a B, billion, non-dairy probiotics from at least 7 different types of non-dairy acidophiluses. And then I sweeten it slightly with xylitol and stevia. This has a natural strawberry flavor. 34 fruits, enzymes, and probiotics, the superstar macai and pomegranate resveratrol. So now I got my red stuff, my green stuff. That goes into my shake. The next I've got cruciferous stuff. Now, cruciferous are, in my opinion, the single most important vegetables you can put in your body, period. They're in a different league. you can eat a gazillion heads of lettuce, but you're not going to get what's in a single piece of broccoli. Look in the scientific literature under cruciferous. Cruciferous. There's a reason why we should be having them every day. Broccoli, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, watercress, mustard seed, turnip, turmeric, horseradish, radish sprouts, daikon radish, ginger root. Now, those are all superstars of the cruciferous family. Here is the problem. They're very bitter. Here is the solution. Natural chocolate. Natural chocolate. So I put all the natural chocolate in there to blend it, and you only taste the chocolate. So now I've got my cruciferous superstar vegetables. How many do I've got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay? But I want one more thing. I want the highest quality fibers I can get because I know what fiber does. I know why it's so important in the body. I know at least 20 things that fiber does in my body. So I put in fiber stuff. Flax seed, psyllium husks, rice bran, apple fiber, lecithin, oat bran, rice bran solubles, probiotics, the fibers from apples, grapefruits, oranges, pineapples, lemons, limes, cherries, watermelon, pear, mango, strawberries, papaya, tangerines, apricot and cranberries, guar, locust gum, Jerusalem artichoke, ginger root, fennel seed, anise, and cinnamon. That's it. Nothing else. Why would I put fennel seeds and anise in seeds into a fiber product? Because of what I learned from the people of India. How often, from those of you who've been to India, have you noticed in every home or restaurant, there's a little bowl, and it's a mixture of anise and fennel seed. You take a little spoon, and you put the seeds in your hand. You eat them at the end of a meal afterwards. You don't see that in the United States. Then look up the phytonutrients of fennel, F-E-N-N-E-L, and anise, A-N-I-S-E. And you think, ah, that's why they use it. And how about the people in the Middle East that use a locust gum? Yes. So all over the world, people have different fibers in their cultures that they use, like the Jerusalem artichoke. And I looked worldwide at all the things that make a difference in digestion, all the things that you could really put that would be good into your gastrointestinal system. And that's what I put in here. So now I got green stuff, red stuff, cruciferous stuff, and I've got fiber stuff all in one drink. I then add in my protein powder and throw in a handful of walnuts or almonds or yeah, generally walnuts or almonds, and then put whatever beverage, generally it's what I'll have spring water, but you could use rice milk, soy milk, you know, almond milk. You could use any of that and stir it around, drink it down. Whoa. You're looking at almost 80 different naturally occurring whole foods. Raw, these are not supplements now. These are whole foods, raw, where you've captured the essence, the purity, the power, the potency, all in each scoop. And you blend them all together, you take them down, and wow, have you done yourself a favor? I don't know anything else that someone could do that would be as healthy as that. What a way to start the day. I won't put anyone on the air as a testimonial. I have millions who could do that. I won't tell you what I know that each one of these things, especially the cruciferous vegetables, would do. I get feedback constantly from people I work with. I won't tell you what the scientific literature shows they will do. I've simply told you what's in them. but I think that's all that's necessary. I never make a claim. Now, if that's not good enough, then something I've never offered before. In fact, I've never shown it before. I generally keep it for my classes in college because it's one way I can help the students learn about health over a semester by showing them parts of a 14-hour film, 14 hours. And it's called The Seven Steps to Perfect Health. Now, people may recognize The Seven Steps as a one-hour video that was on PBS. Yes, this is not that. This is a 14-hour version. And why is this the single most important film you could ever watch that I produced on health? Because this is the real deal. This is the real McCoy. This isn't for lazy people. This isn't for quickly, easily distracted people. This is for people that really want to be healthy. And I ask people when they sit across me, how healthy do you want to be? And they kind of look at me. What do you mean? I said, you have a choice how healthy you want to be. I don't know. I mean, not too healthy. Okay, not too healthy. Then I'll give you a program that you won't be too healthy. You realize that when you're not too healthy, you're also going to be sick. So I'm going to have to include things that are going to give you some disease in that. You don't mind that, do you? Well, hold on. What do you mean you're going to give me disease? Well, every choice you make has a consequence. So if you don't want to be too healthy, that means you're willing to accept that you're going to be suffering from disease with a little bit of health, a couple things done occasionally when it doesn't inconvenience you. But don't be too serious about health. Okay. Then they start to realize that, well, okay, no, I want to be healthy. All right. And then I say, okay, well, you start. Watch the film. And then they start realizing the detoxification process, what's really involved. What does it mean? What's going on in your liver and your kidneys and your arteries? And then the elimination program, and then rejuvenating. How do you rejuvenate? 20 years before official science was recognized and we can rejuvenate the brain and the liver, I was already showing people how to do it, and the heart. And that's why the people I've been working with for so many decades have been so much healthier than what they were getting elsewhere, because we were ahead of the curve. Well, now, for the first time ever, people have a chance to get the single most important healing film I've ever done that has never been shown publicly anywhere. Seven Steps to Perfect Health. And guess what? It's a gift. Now, this whole package is $585. But on BAI today, it's $250. You heard me right. $250. That's it. So, honoring Kathy Davis and Berthold and their request to give people something they've never had before that would be so inexpensive that they are going to ship out the door immediately, that they're going to be there on Monday in the office or Tuesday in the office and after the holiday and giving people their order, fine. So let's just see how much you're saving. It's worth $585. That's the actual retail value. You're paying only $250, all of which goes to the station, not to me. And then you're saving over $335. Saving $335. You're saving more than what it's costing you by almost 70%. That's correct. Never before have we done this. So $250, it's tax deductible. That means in reality, you're actually only paying about $125. And for this whole healthy stuff package, green stuff, red stuff, cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, and 14 hours, seven different DVDs, each 2 hours long on showing you how to detoxify your environment. I take you through an apartment. I take you through a home and show you the things you never knew existed that could harm your health in there and what the alternatives are. Remember, everything is about show the problem, give the solution. The solution must empower people. So it's the solution that is the key, and it's all in lay language. So, Michael G., that's what we have today, and that will make an enormous difference in people's lives. For those who know that they're going to get one of the most powerful, potent, delicious, nutritious, all-inclusive living food powders to put in their body each day, they just have to call, and they're going to get it at a price they cannot get it anywhere else. You can't call my office and get it. You can't find it in any store. We've never offered this discount before, ever, $585. It's yours for $250. That's all, just $250, all of which, every penny goes to BAI to pay Michael G., Kathy Davis, all of the people's salaries. They work hard. They're dedicated. They deserve to be paid. There have been a financial crisis. They've had a hard time. Imagine coming to work every day and not knowing if you're going to get paid or not. And thank goodness we had the big response to the survival package and also to our Joy Juicing package, because that helped pay a lot of salaries this last week. And now we're going to jump forward and try to get ahead of this, and then hopefully the other shows will catch up and we'll be able to get through this drive and get into the summer and get caught up on all the premiums. And I want to tell you, when they're doing something wrong, we have to challenge them. When they're doing something right, we have to acknowledge it and thank them. And right now, Berthold Reimers is doing something right. They're doing a lot of good things right because they're honoring the people. And he's promised me I'm going to get these premiums out the door right away. So within a week, I'm guessing, from a week from Monday, you should get this package. My office is churning out the seven steps. It's not done quickly. They got to make copies of every one. They got to test it. It's 14 hours, and I never offer this out. So this is a first time only. In effect, this is the gift. So $250 to get yourself in health, to get yourself primed, and that's what I take every morning. That's what gets me into my day, because I don't know when I'm going to have a chance to go in. Find a place where I travel. I can't find vegan organic restaurants. They just don't exist any place I go. So I take what with me, what I need. And now you can start your day the way your body needs to. Raw enzyme, phytonutrient, antioxidant, ORAC, healing foods, powerful foods. That's how you should start your day. It has nothing to do with your body politic, whether you're conservative, liberal, atheist, priest, nun. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, do you deserve to be healthy? The answer is yes. Should you make an effort to be healthy? I believe the answer is a double yes. Because what do you gain by being sick? And yet the choices you make will at least 90% of the time determine whether or not you're going to stay well and for how long, or be sick and how soon. So we can put this in our hands. Michael G., over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. That was quite comprehensive, and you laid everything out. So we're asking you to go to the phones right now. Pick up your telephone and dial 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And I know this audience responds when Gary asks you to respond. And not only that, when something is put out there that is useful, that you find, that you feel is useful and beneficial to you. You know, I wasn't sure what we were going to do today, but just in preparation, I brought the book that Gary gave me himself right after Hurricane Sandy, the Disaster Preparedness Handbook. Because of the emails that I read this very morning, I said, maybe we're going to talk about this. I haven't read this book yet. I will read this book. And you're going to get these things coming to you if you made those pledges earlier in the fundraising drive. Right now, we're asking you to call 516-620-3602. You're going to get red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, and fiber stuff, as well as the bonus, the 7-part series, 7 steps to Perfect Health there by Gary Noll. And it's for a $250 pledge, only a $250 pledge. The number is 516-620-3602. And I know the other day when we were on and we offered green stuff, the calls were coming in. Folks, you have to understand. I want everybody to understand this. The calls, they didn't just stop after Gary left for 15 or 20 minutes. In the next hour, the calls were still coming in for green stuff. Within the next 4 hours, calls continued to come in for green stuff. And I do believe those of you who can make that pledge of $250, this tax-deductible contribution, supporting WBAI, and you will get those within that week. I see the emails that Berto shares with Sharon from Gary's staff, the archivist, and every day he is following up on what is necessary to fulfill these premiums. Sharon, what do you need? Can I get this or can I get this? Is this available? Do I need to bring the labels down? I see the email. So these things are going out immediately. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. You can use your major credit cards to make that call. There's a pledge line. That's what this is. It's not the volunteers because we don't have the capability to do that now being here at Sharing Space with WHCR. But we're using this call center, and they're getting the calls out. So there will be no waiting. There will be no delay. You won't be hung up on. There will be no missed call. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. And this is an expanded edition of the Gary Noll Show on this afternoon. Gary Noll from 12 to 1 o'clock. And today, going long, we're in our fundraising drive now. We're raising funds for WBAI. We're helping the station. It's red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, and fiber stuff. I don't know about cruciferous stuff and fiber stuff. I haven't tried that, but you can believe that I will. I've tried red stuff. I believe in green stuff and red stuff. You should try this cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, and the bonus 7-part series, 7 Steps to Perfect Health. It's a $250 tax-deductible pledge to this radio station, this commercial-free listener-sponsored radio station. And you should also, by the way, you should also check out, March-against-Monsanto.com. I'm not sure if it's .com or .org, what is, but just click in March-against-Monsanto, and it'll come right up, and you'll find out where in the listening area you can participate and where this is going to be taking place this weekend, saying no to GMO foods, labeling for GMOs, and that's what we want. That's what this audience wants. That's what I believe the radio station wants, but I certainly know that this audience wants that. I want that. Genetically modified organisms to be labeled. 516-620-3602. What's the problem? If there's no problem with it, then label it. What's the problem? I don't understand that. 516-620-3602 is the number that we want you to call, and the calls are coming in. I can see the calls coming in right now to WBAI. We're in the sea. They're just beginning to come in right now. We've just given out the numbers, and we want to thank you so very much. Those of you who can do more, you know what? Why not get two? Why don't you get two of these packages, a super health pack, this afternoon on this expanded edition of the Gary Noll Show here on WBAI. That's right, supporting this radio station. Gary supporting this radio station all of these years, doing this, making these packages available, presenting them first here at this radio station, WBAI. 516-620-3602 is the number to call. And as I said before, in the 2 o'clock hour a couple of days ago, if you can't make that call right now because you're working and you're busy, you're driving, you're doing whatever you're doing, that you can't make the call now, write the number down and then call back. They will take your calls. They will honor your pledge later on in the day if that will work for you. But if you can do it right now, you can call 516-620-3602. And you can also pledge online because we have the give to WBAI.org, and this should be up on that website as well. So that's the number two, give the number two, WBAI.org. And as Gary says, as said earlier, he said everybody knows about how important vegetables are, how important it is to have vegetables in your diet. But one of the things that caught my mind, caught my attention early on was when Gary said you couldn't eat the amount of vegetables, celery, or whatever it is that you need to get, that your body needs in a single serving, or all day for that matter, but it's in this green stuff. So you're not only getting the green stuff, you're getting the red stuff. You're getting cruciferous stuff and fiber stuff, as well as the bonus gift, the 14-hour, 7-part series, 7 Steps to Perfect Health for a pledge. That's Perfect Health for a pledge of $250. And this is, what did you say, Gary, $300 less than the original, than what it would ordinarily cost. So you're getting a great bargain, a great discount here this afternoon on the Gary Knoll Show, expanded edition of the Gary Knoll Show. 516-620-3602. Thank you for these calls that are coming in. People are calling now. These calls are coming in 2 at a time, 3 at a time, every minute, every 2 minutes. Their calls are coming in right now. Thank you very much for this call coming in to WBAI. $250, a tax-deductible pledge. Let's see, can I thank this person on the air? Yes, we can. We can thank Denise Nahar from Flushing, New York, making a pledge, making a contribution to WBAI. 516-620-3602. It's a tax-deductible pledge, by the way, so I just want to alert you to that if you didn't know that already. 516-620-3602. I had to pop down for a moment, unbeknownst to myself. But the calls are coming in, and we're really encouraged by these calls are coming in. And I know that throughout this entire afternoon, just like 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, the calls will continue to come in as we go past the 2 o'clock hour. We'll be moving on, but to other programs. But this is very, very important this afternoon. A $250 pledge, and you're getting all of this material.
Let me explain why this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
See, and we have a very sophisticated audience.
Absolutely.
Today, and,
yes.
And everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I would say that it's probably the most intelligent audience on social issues, cultural issues, ethnic issues in the United States of any medium. And it's long been a bastion for critical thinking people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not all sharing the same political point of view, but all of them having the capacity for critical thought. And when you look at the mainstream media, you wonder, where is your critical judgment? Look at the culture, look at the reality shows, look at the supercilious nature of almost all the political dialoguing. Surely they don't think we're this dumb. Well, no, they don't think we're this dumb, but they absolutely know that the average person is that dumb, because the average person's not willing to make critical judgments for themselves. They need someone to tell them what to believe, what's right, what's wrong, who's the problem, who's the solution. And hence, Rush Limbaugh has his audience, Rachel Maddow has her audience, Keith Urban has his audience, etc. It doesn't make any of them right, either the host or their audience. All it does is it's their perspective. Right? So BAI has shrunk because, as a society, we have an older population who are critical thinkers, who've been through an educational system and life experiences that gives them a lot of, that has really tempered the metal of their being. And so they know that BAI needs to be supported, and that's why, even with a tiny audience that we have now, I'm guesstimating under 10,000 a day listening, lowest in this history, we still get some money in. We still have a small base. Our goal is to try to learn our lessons and to grow that base, to to incorporate more younger people, people of all ages, and different types of people, not just people who would adhere to a particular political ideology. And that's the step forward. Look at today as the day forward for BAI. But then you look at the people and you ask yourself, all right, you've done well in your career, you're acknowledged in your life, you've mastered so many qualities, how's your health? And suddenly people go, well, not so good. Why not? Well, the high blood pressure, and I got, you know, the breast cancer, and I got the, you know, the elevated cholesterol, and, you know, the husband, you know, doesn't have the passion he once had. He's got some erectile dysfunction, but he's nervous about taking those drugs because he sees the side effects, and I can't sleep, and I'm afraid to take the drugs because death is a side effect, and my daughter has allergies, and the side effect of the drug on television is death. And so we're not doing that well right now. Why not? You're so smart in every other area of your life. You've been on the right side of history and causes. Why have you been on the wrong side of your healthy choices? And that opens up a whole avenue of thought. Because sometimes we are so committed to the rightness of our lifestyle and our values that we forget about something we think is so unimportant, like health. You know, I'm hungry, I'll have the hot dog. I'm hungry, you know, I'll have the bagel. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'll have the cola, whatever it is. But if we were asked to make those same decisions in the core of our existence, you're an engineer. You design skyscrapers. You have to be right, but you're tired. You didn't sleep all that well last night. What the hell? Just go ahead and just scribble in anything. Just make up some numbers for the weight-bearing load. And if it should tip over and the whole skyscraper falls on its side, what the hell? You wouldn't do that. You're a pilot. Do you think you're going to make the same irrational and foolish choices in takeoff and landing and direction that you would with your breakfast this morning? No. Have you ever thought about, Michael G., how cavalier, how utterly disdainful we are about our health, our physical health, our psychological health, our diet, yet we're highly critical, emphatically judgmental when it comes to the core values of our existence.
Yeah, that's true.
So all the time I see, oh, Gary, could you, I'll never forget this one day. I realize we're running short on time, but I'll make this quick. I had a dinner. I went to a dinner with a couple that are very significant in New York politics. I don't care about their politics. I helped them get into shape, and the wife in particular became a world-class athlete and won the World Games with my buddy Franco Pantone in my training for years. But here was an opportunity just to have a quiet day, and instead all these very accomplished, world-famous names were her guests, her friends. They were there. And they were one after the other. Gary, could you counsel this person? Could you counsel that person? So, A, I never ate a bite of food. B, I never had a second to talk about anything with anyone. I just sat out in the garden counseling people all afternoon. And I went over to my friend at the end of this whole, like, seven-hour process. I said, you know, I came out here just to rest and relax, as you invited me to, not to counsel your friends. And I said, did you ever think of it this way? You just introduced me to one of the greatest violinists in history who's got all these health problems, but who clearly is highly disciplined and very intelligent and extremely sensitive. And yet after speaking with this person about their diet, a pig eats better out of a trough on a Missouri farm. What's this disconnect? And this other person you sent me, this famous writer of all these famous books in Vanity Fair, and I'm sitting with this guy, and this guy eats garbage and was clueless about how many liver cells, brain cells, kidney cells are killed with each drink, and yet prides himself in being able to, you know, drink with the best of them. Well, how smart could he be? And I went through a litany of each one of the people who are supposed to be the best and brightest in their fields, and indeed are. And yet when it came to their health, were just blithering stupid. Isn't it amazing? And then one day they wake up and they got dementia, and they can't write any more best-selling books. And they've got Parkinson's, and they can't play at Carnegie Hall or the Philharmonic, the piano, or the violin. Or they've lost their sense of cognition. One of my friends has that now, but I can't help him because of his family not wanting him to be given the natural help. But you would never know it. But in time, you all find out about it because it'll come out in time. But he's got dementia going towards Alzheimer's. So you'll see him in public, but there's always a person on either side, and he'll shake hands. Hi! But he has absolutely no recall a second later who you are or what he just said. And this is what happens, yet this guy's worth $500 million. And yet, a crap drank. So on the one hand, we should be very careful about assuming that we are smart enough to make the choices in our career or education or whatever it may be, and then the personal choices we make for ourselves. So the moral is, smart people can make stupid choices. Good people can make bad choices. So in effect, that's where I come in. And that's why I create the different videos or books, radio programs, or inventions like green stuff, red stuff, cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, so that no matter what your background, no matter how much attention you paid to personal choice, at least you're going to do something smart, something good for yourself every day. Every day that you take your green stuff, red stuff, cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, every day you do that, you have at least put common sense and reason and proper hygiene and nutrition on your side. So when I say that, yeah, you can eat a better meal, you can have a salad, that's good, but that's not going to reverse disease. A normal diet doesn't reverse disease. You have to concentrate it. You have to have more energy and more nutrients going into the body than what the body has to deal with on the other side of disease. And a normal diet won't do it. You have to give it concentrated potency. And green stuff, red stuff, cruciferous stuff and fiber stuff, this is concentrated. Just do the math. If you doubt me, go out and buy yourself 5 pounds of parsley and juice it and see how much juice you got. You get a small amount. You'll think, how in the world? 5 pounds of parsley and I get this tiny little bit of juice? Yeah, because very little of it is juice. Now, wick off 97% of the water that's the juice and what you're left with. That's what's actually benefiting the body. That's the core mother load of nutrient that is actually going to get into your body. The phytonutrients, the antioxidants, the fibers, the chlorophyll, that's what's left. So when you realize, I've already done that, that is green stuff, you would just You would be amazed if you saw the massive amount of vegetables, massive, that have to be juiced to make a single jar of green stuff or red stuff from the fruits and still have it at 40 calories. So diabetics and people with hypoglycemia and candida can still have it because it doesn't have the sugars. But it has phytonutrients. It has what's good for you. So I can't tell you what to eat or drink. You're going to do what you're going to do. My only hope is that you'll realize at some point that it just is a whole lot better for you to make healthier choices than not. This is one of the best choices you can make, and certainly to help you get your health back, you have to put concentrated amounts of chlorophyll, phytonutrients, the essential antioxidants into your body from off. But this is one of the best choices you can make. And certainly to help you get your health back, you have to put concentrated amounts of chlorophyll, phytonutrients, the essential antioxidants into your body from a whole food. And that's what this is, except it's four different series of whole foods. Over, I'm guessing, about 80 different nutrients from food sources going near into your body. You'd never be able to eat that in a day. You wouldn't eat that in a month. I'm willing to bet that the fruit alone that's in the red stuff, in a year, you won't eat half of that. So I just put it all together. So every morning, you get it all. So no matter what else you do that day, if you drink your coffee or have your bagel, which you shouldn't, but if you do, at least you've done something that really honors your health. How smart is that? Now, I don't know of the people I counseled that day, all day, nonstop. There wasn't a single break. I don't know how many of them went on to make changes. I don't know how many of them just listened and, you know, were entertained by the ideas. But I do know that they didn't get sick by accident. It was negligence and indifference to the power of nutrients going in. So I live in the area of power of nutrients. Mm-hmm. That's where I live. That's my home. And that's where I've been for 45 years of sharing this insight. So, Michael G., we're at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. One last call out for $250. They're going to get $585 value. They're saving $335 in value. This is the lowest cost premium for the most premium in BAI's history. I don't know of anything else they could get or have gotten that would give them so much for their health and so much good, so much that could help them for so little money. Over to you.
That's right, Gary. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. The calls are coming in now at 516-620-3602. It's 516-620-3602 for Gary Knowles. This package is calling it a super health stuff pack, okay? For a $250 pledge, red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, and fiber stuff. All of that, as well as the bonus gift, 14 hours, 7-part series, 7 steps to perfect health. $250 tax-deductible pledge to WBAI, supporting this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station on the air for 53 years. Gary, over 30 years on this station, doing what you just heard him do just now, what you hear him do every day, Monday through Friday. Bring this information to you. 516-620-3602. Gary, thank you so much. We're going to have to move on. The next program is standing by, so we're going to thank you very much.
Okay, a quick reminder. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is March Against Monsanto. 400 different march sites around the world. And I'm so pleased that you were able to hear this one person who made this possible. We're supporting it. I've got Seeds of Death up there for you to watch, the multi-award-winning documentary, plus the most definitive article ever written on GMOs, which addresses their lies and their myths that they used. And I used their talking points in California when they won by about 2 points on the referendum out there that labeled genetically engineered foods. So now I've show you what their lies are. So if you really want to be educated, read the article, watch the documentary, and please go out tomorrow and join in the March Against Monsanto. We have a lot of activists listening to BAI. Please engage. If this is GMO, our food, this is such an important issue, and we're helping to bring this information as we have. We've done more shows on GMOs than any other radio program in America, and already we are over, I think, 714,000 people. We're approaching 1 million watching the film. Mm-hmm. So and you can see it on Gary and All TV or any of the other sites. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and please support the station.
Thank you so much, Gary Knoll. Again, my name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide weekday afternoons. There's more programming ahead, so stay tuned for that. 516-620-3602. One more time. Please, if you can't make that call right now, please continue to call or call when you can later on in the afternoon, 516-620-3602 for the red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, and fiber stuff. $250 contribution, tax deductible, with the bonus gift, 14-hour, 7-part series, 7 Steps to Perfect Health. $250. 516-620-36.
My name is Dan Ingram, and I'm a WBAI fan. They've always been, you know, the station that kicked butt and the station that said what you're not supposed to say because the people in power don't want to hear it. And I love that.
I have to celebrate you, baby.
You're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City. 99.5 FM on your radio dial and on the web at WBAI.org. And my name is Kathy Davis, and we are having a special this day, and we are featuring the work of George Quandt. George Quandt is a master teacher of meditation. His unique teaching methods have allowed thousands around the world to master the art and science of meditation and live more enriched lives. And he has developed this very beautiful technique that we're sharing with you today, integrated quantum meditation. And for those of you who want to embark upon this program to enrich your lives, make a phone call to 516-620-3602. You will be supporting WBAI, and you will be giving a gift of this tool of transformation to yourself. George Quandt's special 5-CD set. It's a $250 pledge to support WBAI. Again, 516-620-3602. And we want to welcome George Quandt. Thank you for joining us again. And tell us a little bit more.
I started out talking about that I first discovered meditation when I was in my early 20s. When I was when the editor of a magazine, of which I was the assistant editor, the editor of a literary magazine in Los Angeles, asked me to go out to UCLA and cover a story on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness. And I was saying in the first hour that that this fourth state of consciousness is not waking, sleeping, and dreaming. That's the other three states of consciousness. And that it's a superior state of consciousness, more enlightened state of consciousness. And I talked about this fourth state of consciousness, or the backdrop of this fourth state of consciousness, is an infinite a domain of awareness that turns out to be pure awareness, and pure because it does not filter through the stress in the nervous system, and it does not filter through our complexes and our complex system in the subconscious mind, meaning our conditioning. So it doesn't filter through our conditioning, and it doesn't filter through the stress in the nervous system. It is pre-filtered, if you will. It's pure. And that's the place that you go to as a fourth state of consciousness, is you get able to go to a pure, to the pure self. You're able to go to your pure self as it transcends or goes beyond your conditioning and the stress in the nervous system. And that pure self, that true self, has never known. It's a stress-free zone. It has no entropy. It is entropy-free. It has never known fear, disease, depression, negative thoughts, or toxic emotions. And that side of the self only knows happiness, joy, creativity, energy, intelligence, love, perception, serenity, and bliss. Those are the qualities of the true self. And that this meditation works for everybody. The mind wanders out without effort. I teach you how to meditate without effort. We change the polarity so that the mind begins to relax, and the body follows. And then we're able to connect through the technique. We're able to neurologically connect to these pure states of awareness, pure states of happiness, joy, creativity, energy, intelligence, love, and the qualities. Now, once you have meditated, once the listener, now soon to become practitioner, starts to practice it. The metaphor of learning to ride a bicycle, it gets easier and easier as you get more meditations under your belt. But here's the important part, Mike, and this is what Michael was saying, is that the meditation is more, it's normally meditation is more like riding a bicycle uphill. You have to be prepared for effort. But this meditation, it's like coasting downhill. That's a great metaphor for what Michael was saying in terms of his own practice, is that you show up for it. It's a technique. You show up for it. You do the technique, and then you shove off into the technique, and then it automatically goes effortlessly on its own, and you effortlessly go to this fourth state of consciousness. Once you have meditated, and then you go into your day, which is what I was telling Kathy, is that then the qualities are not just there in meditation, that the qualities actually follow us throughout the day. So happiness follows us throughout the day. Joy follows us throughout the day. Creativity follows us throughout the day. Energy, intelligence, love, perception, serenity, and greater bliss and follow us throughout the day. It sounds almost too good to be true, but it's not. It really is not. And I can tell you that if I can go up to the mountaintop to blow my own horn here for a second, you know, there is a lot of folks who practice this meditation who can afford anything. I mean, they just have so much money they can afford anything, but they have me. But they ask me to teach them to meditate, or they refer to my meditation, integrated quantum meditation. The entire marketing department of IBM, International Marketing Department, at one time received these four CD courses, the same courses that Pacifica is offering. Yes, it's true, and that's another whole story that we'll talk about later. But you know, the International Marketing Department, I was supposed to do a lecture and supposed to do a meditation course at conferences of the International Marketing Department, and 9/11 hit and they couldn't come in, and rather than learning the IQ meditation live, the marketing department sent out the four CD course to these marketing directors all over the world. So what I'm saying is that it's not too good to be true. It is true. And it was the head of the marketing department that actually learned this meditation subjectively that said, I want everybody to learn this. COO, CEO, president, vice president of Universal Pictures out here in Los Angeles all practice this meditation technique. HBO, Walden Media, Warner Brothers, Capitol Records, DePass Entertainment, Suzanne DePass and the DePass Entertainment Group had their entire company learn this meditation. It's not too good to be true. People who have money want creativity. They want energy. They want greater intelligence. And they also, believe it or not, know that they cannot get happiness sustained through whatever it is that they're doing in their lives, in their so-called success stories. That does not sustain them.
You mean, George, with all of the money and all of the power that they have, there's something else there that's missing. And this,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Grammy Award winners. I have a lot of Academy Award winners that do my meditation technique. I could be called the guru to the celebrities. I would rather be called the guru to Pacifica, but I don't use the word guru because I'm not. Just as Kathy said, George Quant is not a guru to the stars. George Quant is not a guru to Pacifica. George Quant is a master teacher of meditation. That's what I am. So you have to, a listener has to ask oneself, what is it that hundreds of Pacifica listeners have know about this technique that the listener now today doesn't know yet? You know, what is it that What is it that these executives and these celebrities and the Pacifica listeners across the country and all the hundreds of people, in fact, thousands of people that are practicing this technique. I'm not the type of person who advertises. You only learn this technique from referrals. Only. I don't do any kind of outreach at all. But yet, Les Brown,